Hey, everybody, it's 90.3 KEXP, and we stream all over the world at kexp.org. My name is Troy Nelson. Very exciting day here in the KEXP live room because we have the one, the only Aucherville River. So if you guys are all ready, take it away.
Thank you. kids all skim across the ice. They look so nice, it was so cold out. And then I coughed into my cupped hands and crossed the rink so I could hear the band. Two guitars, a drummer, a chick singer with a Kurzweil on a keyboard stand. And I said, play that cover. I said, play that cover song again. Something so big and abstract that I can't tell what it is. All while you're out there grinding on some poor girl who is backstage at the 6.8 Rock Fest.
World's
You are listening to Acreville River live here on 90.3 KEXP and all over the world at kexp.org. Those songs, The Industry and Acreville River RIP, both on the new album Away, a beautiful record once again, Will. Well,
thank you, Troy. I appreciate that.
Yes, man. Absolutely. And you have some wonderful musicians with you. Can we introduce the band?
Yeah, absolutely. Going from my right, we have Sarah K. Pettinati playing the Rhodes. I'll describe it if you're on the drive. There's a Rhodes electric piano, Mellotron, Teenage Engineering OP1. Actually, it's like not there today.
It's not there today, but...
But, you know, you have just picture it in your mind. It's a radio. So, yeah. Or I don't know. And she also plays harmonica with us, sings backing vocals. We've got Benjamin Lazar Davis on a giant upright bass with a shirt on it.
And the amplifier has a jacket on. So the bass has a shirt, the amplifier has a jacket. Is there a reason that we want the instruments clothed today?
Definitely, yeah.
I like that answer. keep the mystery.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. He's a man of mystery. On drums, we have Cully Symington. And we started this record together as like a fun project we were just doing. We didn't even know what it was. Mm-hmm. He was the impetus. He was the sort of guy being like, I'm just going to come to town and we should do some recording. So that's kind of the original germ of Away, really. Mm-hmm. And then on the electric and acoustic guitar, we have Will Grafe over here.
Fantastic. And it's been a few years since we've heard an Acreville River album.
Yeah.
And did you approach the making of this record any differently than you did with previous records?
Yeah, as I kind of alluded to, I was just in this place of sort of transition in my life, kind of trying to figure out what I wanted to do next, not only with my career, but with my life, I think. Mm-hmm. And Cully came to town and he was like, let's do some recording. I wasn't thinking this was an Acreville River record. So I started to go, well, what exactly do I want? I started thinking about in terms of upright bass, started thinking in terms of like acoustic fingerstyle guitar, mm-hmm. and just one by one started adding in players based on people whose vibe I really liked, whose playing I really liked, whose energy I really liked. And eventually I started getting more and more happy and confident with this record, and I started to realize that it was kind of as much Acreville River as anything, but it's right. Kind of a harkens back in spirit to I think the very earliest stuff that
absolutely.
I started to do when I first moved to Austin, Texas.
And recently you had mentioned that there was a Bob Dylan lyric that you really love: "He who isn't busy being born is busy dying."
Yeah.
And for some reason that lyric resonated with you.
Yeah, I always have gone back to that lyric because it feels really, really true. And definitely when you get older, I think that there's less opportunity to be born. Everyone's like, you can't stop being born. I need you to come over here and change this diaper. Right. we need you in the conference room. Like, you don't have time to be born now. Do it later. I think that I started to feel that... it was time for me to be born into the next phase of my life or mm-hmm. my artistic relationship with what made me want to write in the first place. Mm-hmm. And that's, to a certain extent, that's a lot of what this record ended up being about, is kind of the death of a certain part of my life and the birth of another part.
And you've worked with a lot of wonderful musicians, and you and I actually have a mutual friend in Marissa Nadler.
Oh, great.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking about her because I saw a really good KEXP performance that she did recently.
She was wonderful.
Yeah, she was amazing. I knew that I wanted the backing vocalist, duetist person on this stuff to be like a lead singer.
Right.
I wanted that flavor, kind of like, Graham Parsons and Emmylou Harris. It's like there's something about hearing these two people who sound like they could both be leads singing
right.
together that I really enjoy. Mm-hmm. I had said it to, I was thinking about it too. The other way I'd put it is like, I want like a female version of me like singing simultaneously or something like that. Mm-hmm. But Marissa did a phenomenal job. She really connected with that song called Yourself Renee. That's like her one that she does the most singing on. And I was like bracing for, it's so many words. I was like bracing for having to walk her through line by line and just being like, sorry, I wrote so many words. But she just like completely aced it.
Well, she's a true artist too. Like she can go inside of a song and get lost. Like she's one of those people that can tap into sort of that mystery of music, if you will. She's just a fabulous artist and singer.
Yeah.
And a nice human being.
Yeah, very nice. She joined our shows in Boston.
Oh, cool.
Came out on stage.
I gave her an Ozzy Osbourne shirt when she was in Seattle last, because we have a mutual love for Black Sabbath, her and I.
Of course, yeah.
And so I brought her an Ozzy shirt, and she was pretty happy about that. So I'm glad she appears on your record. And once again, the new album, Away, a fantastic album from Acreville River once again. And tonight, playing the Neptune Theater, that's a beautiful theater. It's perfect for you guys.
Yeah, we were one of the first bands to play the Neptune right when they had, I guess they... refurbished it and reopened it or something
exactly.
like that.
Exactly, yeah.
Recently. That was on the tour for our record, I Am Very Far. We were one of the very first bands to play there, and we had a really good time. So I'm looking forward to coming back and playing again tonight.
Fantastic. Well, I encourage everybody listening, go out to the Neptune Theater tonight, see Acreville River, and if you guys have a couple more songs, we'd love to hear them.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, it's Acreville River, live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.
Now, and you lie. once I died in a dream. And the world without me went fine. And then years went by. Take me to that city in the sky. The clouds are aquamarine. The architect remains unseen.
Too many tunings.
Radio on. and soft, and the sound in the sky coming down from above. It surrounds you in size. You should climb out quick, hand over hand, before your mouth's all filled up. What picks you up from down, unless it's little tricks, man? And when I've been fixed, I am convinced that I will not get so broke up again. And on a 7-day high, that heavenly song punches right through my mind.
Fantastic. Ockerville River, live here on 90.3 KEXP. We may have lost a guitar in that performance. So, RIP Ockerville River guitar. Thanks, guys, so much once again for stopping by, taking the time to be here at KEXP. We always love having you.
Oh, man. It's always great to be here. Thank yes. you. You've always been super supportive of us.
Of course. And the new album is called Away. Highly recommend it. Also recommend going to the show tonight at the Neptune Theater. And go see these guys live. And thank you once again, Will.
Thank you, man.
And everybody else. Thank you so much.
Thank
nice
you.
Meeting you all.
Thank you very much.
That was Ockerville River live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.